It's when the Leket Yosha. The Leket Yosha brings that his Rebbe, Shumas Adeshen, his minig was that in Chodesh Elul, it took him 1 hour to say Baruch Shomar each day. He said Baruch Shomar for 1 hour. Yes, he came early to davening. After I saw that, made a little bit easier for me when the Chazan schleps in Elul. Yes, there wasn't today, throughout the Chazan schlep. But the Chazan is makbid on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. So after he finished the Shtila Shmeretzer, he switched his tefillin and put on with Alei Kavodah the tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. I said, Rabbeinu Tam would not be happy about that, I guarantee you. But that's not, that you could have timings, what is it called, Shliach Tzibur? But talking about for the long davening, like the Yosha took 1 hour. 1 hour was his Baruch Shomer. 1 hour was his Baruch Shomer. I tried it, Rabbi, I tried it once. Couldn't do it. I was thinking, I could sing. Take each word and make a niggun out of it. Kabbalah Shabbos could be 10 minutes, it could be an hour. Each word, make noch a niggun, noch a kumzitz. That's not what he did. That's not what he was saying. Like a test to see if I could fill up an hour with a akoponim. What's the Indian? What's the Indian? The Ramban says, it's a big schus. What was the Rabban says in Parshas Hazinu on the pasuk? Amarti af ehem ashbiso me'enosh zichro. It's a hard pasuk, but the way the Rabban learns, it's going on. Betzem, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to be mashbis klal Yisrael, different chatoim, chete egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu saying this with his tefillah, and his tefillah was hagoyim ashashom u'ashim cholaymor. And then Vayoymer Hashem Solachti Kidvorecho. Kidvorecho. The doik. What's Kidvorecho? It's Kidvorecho. Moshe Rabbeinu had a taina. Hashkodesh Baruch Hu saying Solachti is okut. Kidvorecho. So you have to figure out. Go. It's intriguing to figure out what exactly was the Dvorecho. So the Ramban here explains Vahatam. He says, "Kol agoyim ka'ayin negdoy mi'efes v'toyu nechshevoloi." All the goyim are not—they don't rate by the Eibishter. Why is? In what ways, Klal Yisrael? Aval Hashem bora es ha'odom v'tachtoinim sheyakir es boiroi v'yoyde l'shmoi. That's what we're here for. Yakir es boiroi v'yoyde l'shmoi. And you have a chiru, because if you're forced into being makir v'noide, it's not such a shvach. You have a choice, and we choose to do it. When the ganze welt is kfira, no one's standing there being meshabech the Eibishter. Loi nishar rak ha'am hazel lishmoi. So the Eibishter has one horse in the race. We're the only ones that are Meshabeach. So that was the Lima Tzchot. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you wipe them out, what's left? What's left? Garnished. So Mamela, the Tefillah from the Salachti Kid Vorecha was, these are the only people that are Makir V'noide L'shmoi. Makir V'noide L'shmoi. So they said, okay, keep them on. So that was the Schus of Salachti Kid Vorecha. So maybe that's a pshat in the Baruch Shomer. What's Baruch Shomer? It's Makir V'noide L'shmoi, Mahalal Meshabeach. That's the Kid Vorecha from Moshe Rabbeinu. So maybe that's a pshat in the minug. Okay, I'm not saying we should take an hour, but an extra minute won't hurt, let's be honest. An extra minute. Baruch Shomer is not always so easy, each word. Actually, that was the minug of the Leket Yosha. I thought to myself, maybe that's the pshat when we start slichas. Every slichas, it starts, L'cho Hashem, Atzdoko, V'lo, Nevoishes, Aponim. And then that whole first keta, the whole first paragraph, Til Hanashom Loch, is about the godless Haboire. Like Nishmas, the godless Haboire, the Ebershtimpa. The Nehorois, the Yamim, the mountains. What does that do? Why is that a Hakdoma to Slichas? Think about that. Why is that? What's that doing here? The whole Arichas about the godless of the Ebershtimpa. The Murdika godless. So before I saw the tree, I had other pshat until I said. One time I thought the pshat is, like Rashi brings in Bereishis by Cain. When Cain said to the Eibishter, Godol Avoinoi Minasoi, what did Cain answer? Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you have a very heavy chet over here. What did Cain answer? Cain said, Rashi brings it, Ata toyin el yoinim betach toinim. And you can't be so to me. I mean, you're carrying the whole world. This little chet is too heavy for you. It's the godless of the boy, this little thing makes a difference. That was Cain's taina. Alder Chano, the Gemara says, that was Tefillah's Chano. You take care of the whole world, you feed the whole world, and you can't give me a child. It came from the shvach of the godless Haboyri is like a Mechayev. It's Mechayev. So you can't be told that. That's why I used to think the pshat of, before we ask, right? The godless of Levi Yitzchak used to say, Anu Malei Ovoin, Ato, Molei Rachman. It's in the before the Ashamans on Onum Leovo in the Atom Yitzhak used to say the comparison is terrible. Rachim, he say one thing, I'm Molly Oving, but how big am I? Like this. Yo Molly Rachim, how big are you? It's not Shofa, it's not the same. Matini, it's not the same. Akoponim, the God that's in the book. That's how I used to think Pshat over here is. But I'm saying Lefidis Leket Yoshi with the Baruch Shaman has a Pshat. Had a sleep and you start being makiv and oide lishmoy. Akoponim. Train slichos, we said in the pismoy, at least in the miniglita, not sure in the miniglita, we said in the pismoy, nafshi b'sheilosi v'amim b'vakoshosi. Yeah? Is that the pismoy today? You're not expected to remember slichos. Pay a little bit of attention. But it was for Minig Lita, Minig Poland also was not right. It was already.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yesterday. It was yesterday. But
I know because I got it deleted, so I have to.
Just to explain why he remembers yesterday. You don't have to explain why he remembers yesterday. He's afraid the oil will think he's crazy. So, ich de manzach, when we're saying this, nafshi b'she eilosi, v'ami v'vakoshosi, in L'dovid Hashem Oiri, we say, L'dovid, acha shu'alti me'is Hashem, oiso avakish. We also say she'ela and bakosha. L'dovid is from Tehillim, Tehillim Chavzayim. The Mephorshim Shtel, I want to mention in Akuda, what's the double loshon from Dovid HaMelech of she'ela and bakosha? Acha shu'alti, oiso avakish. What is She'ela and what is Bakosha? So there's different Pshatim. There's one Pshat, the Malbim somewhere says that She'ela is the actual request and Bakosha is the reason why you want it. Someone wants to buy a house and they need a loan. So you go to the bank and you beg for a loan. That's the She'ela. The She'ela is the loan. But what's your Bakosha? The Bakosha behind it is to get your house. The shayla is not the same as the bakosha. You have shaylas to get to a certain. So a person could have she'ela to learn, to sit. You don't know why. Maybe he has other things he wants to do with it. David HaMelech's dogish was the shayla and the bakosha is the same thing. This is what I'm asking for.
It's kind of on the second pasuk. Shifti and
it could be. Shifti, but one is going on the shayla.
Yeah. Because
that
means, you know...
It could be. So a lot of pshatim, just... I saw in the Chofetz Chaim on Tehillim, he says another... Chofetz Chaim, he says, but there are people who have shailas, different kufas in their life, the shaila changes. A child on his birthday wants one thing when he's 6 years old. Yeah? And when he's 15... I don't know why I'm going to 15. Nowadays, when they're 10, it's like a different world. Yeah, the Shaila changes. The Shaila always changes. Different situations. David HaMelech says, so he says, Achashwad, he says, Oysa Avakesh means constantly. Shaila is my Shaila. Bakosha means, what are you constantly being Avakesh? And David HaMelech's point was, in every matzav in his life, since he was a baby, he says, I'm asking for this. And you know what? I went through tzoras. A lot of tzoras, milchomas. And he was, even in the tzoras, that's what he asked for. Now he was melech. Dovra melech. Yeah. He had alfei zovei kesef, and he's still asking for the same thing. That's the Chofetz Chaim, that's the ois havakish. When that's the constant bakosho, it has more power. You ask a shayla, okay, you grow up, you'll change. Today you want this, you never know tomorrow. No, that wasn't. Ois havakish is, that was the constant bakosho, kol yimei chayiv. Al derech is the Chofetz Chaim. But, okay. But, if the matzach the goyin, I didn't have time, and I don't know if there's a goyin on this pasuk manish, but there's a goyin on Megillas Esther. Yadua. Megillas also, where does it come from? Nafshi b'shev, it comes from Megillas Esther. Achashverosh asked Esther, ma shei losech, v'tinosein loch, v'seyos. So he says, what does she answer? Nafshi b'she'elos yam. He says, she'elos is something you're asking for yourself. Bakosh is for achir. So that's why Achashverosh said, ma she'elosech v'tinosein loch, I'll give you. Ma, akoshosech, does he mark this? V'teyos, I'll do it for you. So she answered, nafshi b'she'elos for me. Ami, b'bakoshi, that's for me, I want my life. And my bakosha for achirim is my am. That is the goyin's pshat, and she'elo is for himself, bakosha is for achirim. So back to us, I had shver lefi the goyin. David HaMelech is asking for himself over here. Acha sho'alti me'ez Hashem, what ois avakish means la'achirim? I'm asking for me and friends. What are you asking? What are you asking? Shifti beveis Hashem. He's not asking for his friends. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei la'achzo, this is for himself. So the feed the goyim that akosha means lacherim, how does it fit in the acha shu'alti oisa avakish? That's the kasha. The answer is like this. The answer is the bakosha, the sheila was I should steig in learning. Me, myself, and I. I want to be a lamed in a Talmud Chochom learning. That she'elo is not only a toiva for you, it's a toiva for the rest of the world. Someone is steiging and learning and there's a Talmud Chochom, that's a toiva for the whole wide world. Where's my raya? There's a Gemara in Kiddushi on Daf Mem. It's a braisa. It brings the braisa, the mission, the payah. Elu dvorim she'odam oichel periseim ba'oilam hazeh ba'akeren kayemes lo'oilam haba. And it lists in maybe different order, kibir ava'en, kibiras chasodim, Talmud Torah. Afterward, the Gemara there asks, l'choyra, what about shiluach? What brings psukim? All these things, it says, toiv ba'oilam hazeh and lo'oilam haba. Frek the Gemara, shiluach haken. It also says, by seemingly by shiluach haken, there's a toiva. It sounds like there's a peris. Moshe says no. The Gemara brings a pasuk. The Gemara brings a pasuk. Imru l'tzadik ki toiv, ki pri masem yechel. It says a tzadik toiv eats the peris boilam hazeh. What's a tzadik toiv? V'chiyesh tzadik she'enoy toiv. Says the Gemara, someone who's toiv la shamayim v'toiv la brias. He's a tzaddik toiv. Someone who's only toiv l'shamayim, but in other l'chaveru he's not, that is not a tzaddik toiv. So says the Gemara, the posuk of pre maseim yochelo, I don't remember the exact lashon now, which tzaddik is oichel periseim bo'olam hazeh that the mission is listing, is only a toiv l'shamayim, the toiv l'bris. back to this, you ask, keep Shiluch HaKen. Shiluch HaKen is Toiv LaShamayim. What do the Briyas have from this guy being Mekayim Shiluch? Everything else in the Mishnah is Toiv LaShamayim, the Toiv LaBriyas. No, Kibur Avayim is good. Gemilas HaSodom is good. Alvoyis HaMeis is good. Achnos HaSkala is good. What are Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah can make it kulam. Toiv LaShamayim is good. Where's the Toiv LaBriyas? Where's the Toiv LaBriyas? So the Shita Loi Noi De Lami asks the Kasha. Kedushin Daf Nei. Where's the Toiv LaBriyas? So he has one pshat, which I don't like, that he says, he's talking about a Malamed. So someone who's Malamed. I don't mean I'm arguing with him. I mean, when I say I don't like him, it's pshat I don't like him, after I see it, I'm going to look for another pshat. Which I mean, if he's Malamed L'Acherim, he's Malamed L'Acherim. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Come on. That means Malamed L'Acherim means you're learning. And then he says it Inami. He says Inami. No, he's not Malamed L'Acherim. He's learning himself. But becoming a Talmud Chochom is Toiv LaBriyas. He says a Nusuch because people will gain from you. They can ask you Shailus. But I'm saying even without that, having a Talmud Chochom here changes everything. Besides that, in Loi Brisi Yom Halayla keeps the world going. Besides that, you have Talmud Chochom over here. That makes the whole neighborhood. That makes the bench. If a guy that's sitting and learning and steiging is, I sat on his bench. I sat on his bench. Talmud Chochom is mashpia on the whole sviva. Someone who says, Maya Hani Li Rabbanon, the Gemara says, it's not because. Because what did he do for me? What does he do for me? His learning Torah is saving you, Rabbi Yisrael. I mean, it's Pasha. I was once in shul. Shabbos morning, there was someone who sat in the Mizrach. Moritika Talmud Chochom lived in learning. And he used to learn during davening. What's for him during davening? Like, sometimes in the middle of Kedusha. Like. So, right after davening, someone came up to him and says, you know, so I think it's voice from saying you're not supposed to learn. Chazor is a shati this and learning. Sometimes you talk and learning. He couldn't control himself. So one of the guys in the shul went up and said, "Machutzah." But okay, you meant l'shem shemayim. Something like that you can only do l'shem shemayim. Go over and so this person who was learning said to him, "Your wife is sick, by the way." He says, "Doesn't your wife? Didn't she have a yenamaka or something?" He says, "No. What are you talking about?" He says, "No, maybe it's your kids." Kids are well, aren't they in the hospital or something ill, and one of them got hit? He said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Do you know why your kids are all healthy and your wife is healthy? Do you know why? Because I'm because of my learning." He said, "It's because of my learning. So go back and be happy." With all confidence, he said that. That's a maimon. That's someone who believes, who knows what Talmud Torah is. That's a story. Obviously, I can't tell you who it was. It's off the record. Off the record. Akoponim. So, now you understand Dovra Melech's Bakosha? Achashu alti me'ez Hashem ois avakish. The Fidigoyim. The Shailas la'atzmoy. It's toivli. Avakish lachayim. What am I asking lachayim? I want to know Shas. I want to be a Talmud Chochom. I want to know the Sugyas. And help the whole world. Toivli. That was Lagabi Slichas. It's usually the parsha before Rosh Hashanah. A lot of Mephoshim say the first pasuk already in the parsha, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kulchem, is already a remez in Rosh Hashanah. In the Zohar, it's brought in the Zohar that any time it says Hayoim in the Tanakh. Tanakh, I don't remember if the clouds in the story. Tanakh, Hayoim means Rosh Hashanah. By he Hayoim, by Elisha and the Shunamis. Elisha asked the Shunamis, maybe you want me to daven for you. She said, no, keep it quiet. Hayoim means by Ioiv. By he Hayoim, they came Rosh Hashanah. So, Foshim say also, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim is also Rosh Hashanah. Nitzovim, like Rashi says, it's a Loshon Matzeva. That Moshe Rabbeinu was being Mechazik them, even though they were Klolos, but he was Maimit them. That means it's a beginning of Rosh Hashanah that gives a person a maimed. It's good to see the chinuch, to learn up the chinuch on Rosh Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah. Just read the chinuch. You would expect him to scare you. And he speaks about the toivah ha-godl, the present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us by giving us Rosh Hashanah. Imagine if there was no Rosh Hashanah, a person lived his whole life, and he has to start thinking about tshuva at the end of his life. I mean, big trouble. Big trouble. It's the guy who doesn't clean his air conditioner for 20 years, or 10 years, and then, right? Never happened, and you hire the maintenance man comes and says, throw it out. If you would have cleaned it every year, you'd have it at Neves. What's the matter with you? That's what happened. I have experience with this. So that says the chinuch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you Rosh Hashanah to start doing tshuva, fix a chelik of your avoinus. We say in that, Vatitin Lano Hashem Elokeinu Be'avo. It's the Yomasi Koran Azeh. That word Ava ever hit you in davening? Ava? It's a long, hard day. It's a scary day. Get me out of here. What's Ava? Look at the chinuch before. So it's maimed the person. It's maimed him. It gives him a koyach up straight to go weiter. Atem nitzovim hayoyim kulchem. And kulchem, the unfortunately he learns, it means all together. An achdus. When there's kulchem, you need to hayoyim. There's an achdus. There's an inyan of being misachid on Rosh Hashanah. Being very careful about benodim lechaverim. A lot of the machzorim, some of the machzorim that they have in the front, they have a copy of the poster, the letter that was hanging on the yeshivan kelm, Erev Rosh Hashanah. If you haven't seen it, take a look. Anyone seen it? Never seen it? Maybe what the English machzorim don't have it. Maybe that's what it is. The English machzorim don't have it. So take a look at it. Someone next to you. It doesn't matter. I'll make sure to bring one heaven on Rosh Hashanah, but I call upon him. Take a look, read the letter. And it says there, Ein Melech B'loy Am. What are you coming to be? Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you want to do. So he's the Melech, you're the Am. If there's fighting or bickering or not getting along, that's the worst thing for the army. That's the worst of the worst. So, Chelik of the Malchius is, we're good. That's a Chelik of the Malchius. If the davening, turn to your right and left, front, back, Lashona Toiva, and you wish another Chavra, Allah Brochus, and you really mean it, Rabbi said that's worth just as much as you're davening. Just as much as whatever you're davening for. That, this Malchias Bepeh, from the Shmoch, and then there's the Lamaisa, how are you doing it? Then there's Lamaisa, how are you doing it? It could be that's the Indian, this Monday, it could be that's the Indian. I got Shlachmanas yesterday. Nice shlachmanos. No, I got shlachmanos. I'm shlachmanos wrapped up, nice bottle of cake. I got shlachmanos. I came home. I said, who sent me that? The figure I could. The only one who could have sent me it was in the Chumash before. Because I said over that the pre Chodosh in Tov Kuf Pei Aleph says, Ani Noyeg. The Shloyach, Shlam Shloyach, Monois, before Rosh Hashanah. And he darshens the Pasuk in Nehemiah that's going in Rosh Hashanah. It says, Al Teotzvu, Kichet Ves Hashem Uzchem, Ichlu Mashmanem, Shusei Mantakin, Umishloyach, Monois, Ishlu Reyehu. The Prichot, Bekachani Noyeg. I'm also Noyeg, you have to prepare the right? And I saw once in the Sefer Imre Shammai, I'm like, I can't go into who he was right now. He used to be by the Ger. He was once by the Ger Rebbe, and a Sephardi Yid came in Yerushalayim and brought him shlachmanos. Every Rosh Hashanah, a Sephardi Yid walks in with the cellophane, with the shlachmanos, with the shlachmanos. And the Ger Rebbe thinks for a second. He says, "No, the Pri Chodesh was the Rav Yerushalayim, so I'll take it." On the spot. Which Rebbe was? Mustam of the Beis Yisrael. Mustam of the Beis Yisrael. Who else could have known the Pri Chodesh? Beis Yisrael. I'm assuming. Yeah. Off the bat like that. Yeah. Why should he take? Sorry, Matan Nesichia. Why should he take from Mustam of the Mensch? Elamai, the Pri Chodesh, this is the Minag. And he said, Chodosh was the Rabbi Shalom. So anyway, so whoever sent him, he heard it. I'm right. I must have said, but I call upon him, what's the Indian? What's the Purim? We have Torah Shlachmanis. What? What's? That's the answer. The Beit Machaber of the Kulchem. Make good friends. Make good friends before Rosh Hashanah. That's the Kulchem. So Rabbi Tzvi, the state. I'm going to tell you a chiddush. That we have psukim about tshuva. We have psukim about tshuva. Then it brings down like this. One of the psukim, it's a machlokes rishonim. If tshuva is a mitzvah, Ben Yoina, many others count it as one of the taryag, and the Minchas Chinuch is medayik from the Rambam that it's not. The Loshon Rambam, onim hilchos tshuva, is when a person wants to be choizer from averus, this is the way to do it. Charoto, vidui, kabbalah, lahavo. It's like gerushin. You don't have to give a get. Gerushin, grada, kubi, it's one of them. This is the seder if you want to get out of your averus, but it's not a chiyuv bifnei. Minchasinuch is mevar that the pshat is. Okay, I'm not going to go into the Torah now, but akoponos machlokes rishonim. The feeling rishonim that it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah net, where the mokri is from Parshas Nitzofim. V'hoya ki yavoyu alecha kol advor ma'ila habrocho v'aklola asher nasati lefanecha. It says, v'ashi voisa, v'shavto ad Hashem lekecha, v'shavto. It's a tzivu. The Rabbanans, the Sforodim, it's a tzivu, v'shavto. The Rambam didn't learn that way. The Rambam, pretty sure somewhere later on in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says that this, there's a haftocha that the Seif HaGolas Klal Yisrael will do tshuva. So the shafta is not a tzivui, it's a sipur dvorim. This is what will happen. It's a little bit better for the Rambam because the pasuk says, "V'hoyo ki yovoyu elecha kol advorim ha'ila habrocha v'haklola." It'll bring to this. If it's tama mitzvah tshuva, so what's the hakdomo? The mitzvah is the shafta. You did a various for shafta. Like there's a whole pasuk before the v'shafta. When this happens, the bracha of the klala of v'shafta. If you the Rambam that it's a haftocha, secret dvorim, it fits in better. When these things happen, it's a chelik of haftocha. It will bring you to tshuva. But what are the things that are going to happen to bring you to tshuva? You give habrocha v'aklala. Klala, I understand. When it's klala, you want to get out of it. What's the bracha? When the brachas come on you, v'shafta. You win the lottery, v'shafta, mapitom. What's the bracha? Why is the bracha? What's the... Don't know. So I'll tell you pshat. Some soifer I saw, some soifer, that it is a pshat like this. The person would only have klolo. How do you know? Maybe that's the way life is supposed to be. That's your lot. That's... You're only happy if you had bracha. There were good times, there were some good times, then you chap. Oh, this is not good. This is not good. Then after bracha, you chap that it's a klala. So what, my hai. Why do I not have the bracha? Because it's averus, v'shaft, that's what he says. It's a good pshat, it's a litvish of pshat. A litvish, it's good. It was better. But the meaning is to say of a chassidish of pshat also. And the pshat. Another pshat, we once said pshat in the Zmiris. We spoke a little bit about Zmiris this week. Called Makadei Shavi, saying Meshoy Chastecho Liyodecho Kel Kanoi Venoike. And the Meforshim ask, the Meforshe Hazmiris ask. If you're asking for Chesed, so how about Kel Rachel Vachanon? Loisei Ovoin Vafesha. It's other shamers. Why are you knocking on the door of the Kael Kanei Venoikim? It's dangerous. What's Meshoy Chastecho Liyodecho Kael Kanei Venoikim? So we once asked the Shaila, and over the years I think we said over like at least five tunes, five different Mahalchim to answer this. Meshem Diapirion, Rechatzkel Abramsky. different mahalchim. Out of those five, I think one of them, which is, I think, Korif, the good, is Shabbos has a koyach, is something cool that the Malach Ra is oino omein. When a person gets a brocha, it comes from the Malach Toiv. The Malach Ra is mekatre, he's starting up with you. So you have a samegur, kategur, but there are certain times where the Malach Ra says, yes, give it to him. That's when you know you're safe. If the prosecutor agrees, you're safe. One of those things is Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, when you come home from shul, if the two malachim that come home with you, if the vayechulu, if the table is set, the house is all set up, the malach toiv gives you a bracha yehi rotzoi, that next week it should be like this. And the malach ra says, amen. He has to answer amen. So Shabbos has that koyach. The mele we said, that's the pshat, v'shei chastucha adarabah, from the kel kanei v'noikein, which is the malach ra, the mekatri, that's not enough. But if you show me Shabbos, you're going to get the chesed from both. But I call upon him, there's another pshat. That doesn't help us here. But the pshat I wanted to mention was, there's a word from the Baal Shem, on the Pasuk Kel Nekomi Sofia, that the Baal Shem said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could punish a person in two ways. Give him an oynish, but there's another way. He said a moshel, a melech was walking, and a child threw a stone at the melech. It was in their parents. And the people were furious. They said to the melech, how are you going to punish this child for being a vaz of the melech? What should we do with him? The melech adopted. The melech had a whole plan. He adopted him. And he brought him up like a prince. Gave him a cold tub shaboy. And when he got older, he became a prince. He was this. And then they went and they told him what he did when he was little. And he fainted. Couldn't take it. The busha said, the melech gave me everything in the world. That, are you serious? And that's what I did to him. He came to the melech and fell down and begged him for mechila, slicha, for what I did. I was cut. And I said, no. That's a punishment. So it says the Baal Shem, the Eibishter could punish a person by giving him oinshin or by so much shefa toiv until you just, Hashem deserves better than this. If you look in the Chovas Halvavos and Shara Tshuva, something that brings a person to do tshuva is when he's maki what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. This is how I reciprocate. You gave me so much, and then you'll find it in Rabbeinu Yoni also. If you learn Rabbeinu Yoni Ikri Tshuva, you'll find it there. When he talks about Yogoyim, the person says, look at, we always look at what we don't have. That's what brings a person to tshuva. What I'm lacking, what I need, and oy, why don't I have it? So it's like, Abraham gave me some, there were some good times also in my life. Abraham gave me a lot of good. That's also it. So, Mamela, back to the Meshay Chastachim. We're not just asking the Chesed. We're saying, listen, we know we have a various, and there's a Kel Kanoi Venoike. Kodesh Boch is a Kel Kanoi Venoike. We're asking that the Nekoma he should take is with Chesed. Take that path, like the Melech did. Don't give us oinshin. You know what, Eibishter? I have a Eibishter. I need this Eibishter for tshuva. I have an Eitzah. Pile the chesed on me. Mishrei chastachol. There's two ways to go. That's Mishrei chastachol. Back to us. So maybe that's pshat. V'hoyo ki yavoyo eilecho. Kol advor me'ilah ha'brocho ve'aklol. They both bring the tshuva. A brocho when a person's marking what Hashem gave him. The Busha Shebekah is going to say, L'cho Hashem is Avodah Rezabonim. And the Klal. They both bring him. I want to mention one more Nakuda, Rabbi Sai. One more Nakuda. Moedik Echidush. Mamish at the end of the Sedra, the Pasuk says, Ha'idoisi bochem hayoim es ha'shamayim v'es ha'oretz ha'chayim v'ha'movetz nasati lefonecho. A meid that Hashem says I gave you two ways to go, ha'chayim v'ha'movetz ha'brocho v'ha'klolo u'v'charto v'chayim l'man tichye ato v'zarecho u'v'charto v'chayim. It's a chidush in Rabbeinu Yoyna. One of our favorite sha'orim, people know it's my favorite shari tshuva is Shar Shlishi, the one that no one learns. The best one. Yeah. It's like, what's it doing there? It's not about tshuva. Not so much tshuva going on in Shar Shlishi. It's just a list of mitzvahs. That's all it is. But all the lumdas of Rabbeinu Yoni is in Shar Shlishi. What's it doing here? Because you don't know what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. How you can do tshuva? The whole day he's clapping al chet. He doesn't open up a mishnah berurah. He doesn't learn hilchos Shabbos. You don't know what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. But in Shar Shlishi, we're zoichet to have Rabbeinu Yoni's mitzvahs, his taryag. And in Shar Shlishi, Ois Yud Zayin, he's listing the mitzvahs essay, and he says the milas, the higher milas of all mitzvahs, you'll find in mitzvahs essay. And he lists different mitzvahs. And one of the mitzvahs he lists is Mailas, this mitzvah, Mailas, this mitzvah. Mailas habachira. Mailas habachira. Maila the mitzvah bechira. Shenemar, ubacharta bachai. State in Rabbeinu Yoina that bechira is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It means a person has a choice to do a mitzvah or not, besides the etzem mitzvah. Or they're not doing an aveira, you're mekayim a second mitzvah of ubacharta b'chayim. Ubacharta b'chayim. It's a mitzvah. Bechir is a mitzvah. Not only is it a mitzvah, it says Rabbeinu Yoni, it's a mailah. Wow, that's a high madrega, very, very high madrega choshev. Why is it a mailah b'chlal? I mean, what was it? In lulav? Shaking lulav? It's a mitzvah. It's not yoytzim and a klal for super mile. What is it about bechira? What is it about bechira? Okay, maybe you'll answer because I know if I left it up to you at the end, I know what you'll answer. When a person chooses himself, comes from himself, his own avoda, he's self-made. Other people are not telling him what to do. He's a self-made person. Some people hold that's a mile. Don't know why, but today that became a mile. He's not just doing it because that's how he was born, that's how he's doing it because he decided to do it. I don't even know who invented that. That's a mitzvah, by the way. Who invented it, don't know. But I'll go upon it. My Zaydas did not do things because they worked it out and they felt as if they did it because their father did it and their Rebbe did it and their Zayda did it. And this is how he lived. That's how they were making purposes. Okay, but I'll go upon it. I want to tell you, sorry for venting, but if you don't hear from me, you're not going to hear from anyone. So you have to hear the other side from someone. Rabbeinu Yoni says later there are mindless rabbis. There's a lot of madrigas. Why are there a lot of madrigas? So there's another Risha that counts this as a mitzvah. It's the Sefer Charedim. Sefer Charedim in Oiz Chof. Listen. Kosev Rabbeinu Yoni. Mailus Rabbis b'mitzvahs essay, one of them is a bechira. When you mekayim a mitzvahs essay, or you poirish from a sofik iser, you mekayim mitzvah zu. Ubisoif perikama kitigidushin. Kosev Rabbeinu Nisim. The mighty amrinon bekulo gemora sofik the rice alachumra, divrei toira, veloimi divrei soif. You heard that? I think I skipped a line. No, I didn't skip a line. He says, Rabbeinu Yoni, the Machlokes is showing the Sofik the rice is Lechula Midarais. The Rambam Shita is Midarais, it's Lechula. The Rambam Rav is Atuma. The Rashban, where's in Sofik Kedushin? What daf? Ein Gimel, Ein Dalit, by Sofik Mamzer. The Rashba, the Rambam, hold Sofik the rice, Lechula Midarais. So says, back to the Charedim. Rabbeinu Yoni counts, Bechir is a mitzvah. Oy bazoi. Sofik the rice al chumros min atoira. Sounds like a riddle. So next line. Chen shitas Rashi. Ubitshuvas haran simon yud gimel kosa. Afilu beiske ha'oilam. Kol hamaskil boicher lenafshoi haderech hayoiser betuach. You're very careful and you're meshumer. We call nezek u'michshor. Stay away from danger, even a sofik. You're not going to get into a sofik. I'm going to tell you pshat. The pshat in the Sefer Charedim Rabbi Yoyne, the mitzvah is not just bechira. That's not the mitzvah is u'bocharto b'chayim. A person's Torah and mitzvahs should be his life. You should be boicher in that, like that's your emes achayim. That is the mitzvah. So, says the Charedim, the Fize, what's the din if someone serves you a meal? You're very hungry. After a tightness, brings you a nice, good meal, a flesh of a meal, a steak, with American French fries, a zero Coke. It's machloik, it's either from America, from England, they say it's better there, wherever it's better. Whatever the best zero Coke you can get. And he gives it to me, he says, listen, I walked by, the laundry room, there was bleach flying around outside, poisonous. I brushed it away. I'm pretty sure nothing got on. Come on, Zichel. Nothing got on it. I mean, it's poison. You'll die if you eat it, if it's bleach. But I'm sure not the children. So what would we do? Would we eat it, do we not eat it? So I'm the answer for you, because I see it's not so posh. No. The answer should be no. The answer should be no. If someone asks you, can you plug this in for me? You know, plug your deer, plug it. And by the way, last week, a guy died. He got electrocuted when he plugged this in. But I'm pretty sure they fixed it. I'm kamat zicha. I see that it looks like they fixed it, so it shouldn't be. Are you going to plug it in? No, you're not going to plug it in. You're not going to plug it in. It's dangerous. Says the Charedim Shatan Rabbeinu Yoyna, u'bacharto b'chayim. It's a Sofik mitzvah here. Sofik aveira. You should treat that like you do chayim. That's bechira. That is bechira. So he says, shtei to that sofik deraisa l'chum. This is the mokar. Nayazach. This is the mokar that sofik deraisa l'chum. There's also, I can't go into it now, but there's a lot of lumdas here also. This is, I'm telling you, there's a lot of lumdas here. There's a big chakira. If sofik deraisa l'chum, let's say you have a sofik nevela. Is it Isra Nevela? The Sofik Isra that's Lechumra. Is it Nevela with Chumre Nevela? Oh no! It's an Isra Bifnei Atzma. The Moshe says in Shuvah Shlomosh, in Shuvah Enigas Moshe, someone who's Mechal Shabbos B'mezit by a Sofik Deiraisa, does he have a din of a Mumer? Mechal Shabbos is only Mechal Shabbos. It's a Mumer Lekola Terekul of Yai Nesach. He was over Sofik Deiraisa Lechumra. Says to Moshe, no! It's not Shabbos. The din of Sofik Deraisa L'chumra is a din of Kol HaTorah Kulo. Moshe learned it's a din bifnei atzmo. It's not the Isser of Shabbos. It's a naya din, a naya din, a naya. Naya. The Fidus Rabbeinu Yoyin, it's a cooked oyster. It's not the pshat, the Isser Nevela, it's Machayim. It's a naya din from Machayim to Machayim. Also, what happens if there's a Sofik Deraisa L'chumra, you were oyver, and if it turns out there was no Isser there? Also Shaita, what was I over an Isser? It turns out there was nothing there. There were rayas from Yishonim even that you were over an Isser. Why? There's nothing there. If the pshat is, you have to just be choshish with an Avela. Fira Beni Yoyna, Bechar to Bechayim. You were over Bechar to Bechayim. There's a lot of lambdas in the sugi with this. I have more, but that the Bechira is, this is a person's Chayim. That's called life. That's life. So I want to end off with, as we're talking about Chaim, a pasuk of Chaim, that pasuk says also in this week's parsha, "Umol Hashem lekecho es levavcho." How does it go? "Es levav zarecho." "Li'avo es Hashem lekecho b'chol nafshecho b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshecho." It's going on the tshuva, the hemshich of tshuva. After the shavta, it says umol Hashem lekecho. This is, by the way, that's the mokra of Rabbeinu Yoyno, right at the beginning of Shari Tshuva. Right at the beginning, Rabbeinu Yoyno Shari Tshuva. How does the sefer start, Rabbi Say? How does Shari Tshuva start?
Metavis.
What?
Metavis is your name.
Rabbi Say. You know of Aaron? Ever see a picture of Aaron? many times. He's always walking around with a sefer. Which sefer? Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Aaron walked around. When he saw Rabbi Aaron walking as a Mishnah Berurah. That's it. Always had a Mishnah Berurah. Elul, a person should have Shari Tshuva. You should be walking around. You have to learn it. Many of you learn it now. Just walk around with it. Walk up the stairs, down the stairs, every so often. You see one on the shelf, just take it off, put it by your seat, put it back after. But that's how it starts. Min ha-toivah, min ha-toivah. And he goes through, in the first paragraph, the toivah and tshuva, and he lists. You have to know how to count. You have to know how to count for this. I think there are 7 different toivahs when he talks about tshuva. 7. Min ha-toivos asher heitev Hashem ki heichim lohem aderech. He gave them tshuva. He didn't have to. Then he says, v'limdom v'hizhirom. Limdom is the second. You can create, you have to teach me how to do it. That's number 2. V'hizhirom. Not only did he give you the opportunity to get out of your ha-toiv, and he taught you how, he pushed these mechah, crazy. Because it's a mitzvah. His hero. Then he says, his hanu ala tshuva become the kindness batayya. I think that's 4. Doesn't that one time? All over. Tshuva, tshuva, tshuva. Then there's a 5th. His bor batayra, that when you're doing tshuva and you can't succeed, Hashem will help you. That's the 5. There's more. You're going to count the rest, every line. In the new Rabbeinu Yonis, they put commas and they split the paragraphs so it throws you off. You think Min HaTovos is only the tshuva. But you get one of the older ones without the paragraphs and the comma. You learn it yourself and you'll see this. And where's Rabbeinu Yonis raya that Hashem is always from here? It starts v'shavta. V'shavta you'll do tshuva. And then, umol Hashem alikecha. If I did tshuva, so I did tshuva. Where's the orlas aleif? Teretz is you did, but it didn't work. You can't get there. You didn't say the shmaya. It starts. And then umol Hashem alikecha. What's going to happen umol Hashem alikecha? You'll reach Avas Hashem, Leman Chayech. And I'm ending with this. It's my favorite Netziv over here. Leman, Netziv asks, it says, Amol Hashem Alekecho, take off the Arlus, you'll have Avas Hashem, Leman Chayech. And without that, I'm not alive. I mean, if you're talking about Averis, big Averis, Hashem will save me from the Gimel Averis, Leman Chayech. We're not talking about Chai V'Mises Bezden, Chai V'Krisis. What's the word Leman Chayecha doing over here? Leman that you should have Chayim. What's the word mean? Leman Chayecha. There's other pshat in here, but the Netziv. The Netziv is, says the Netziv, Ayin, what I wrote in Parshas Ekev, Perek Dalet, Posek Aleph, V'ayin, what I wrote in Parshas Gracious, it's Mitzayin 2 or 3 places that he says this Yisrael. When the Torah is Chiyas, how do you define Chiyas? Are we alive? This is the big question. Are we alive? Am I alive? I'm breathing. That's not fully alive. An animal also breathes. Doesn't have the same life as a person. What does alive mean? When you say someone is full of life, wow, that is. What does that mean to me? It means he takes it all in. He goes everywhere. He has a geshmak and a simcha and a hanor from everything in life. Wow, that he has life. He has life. Says the Netziv, when the Torah says chiyus, it means hano from ruchnius. If you have hano and a simcha, lizas hanefesh, and a geshmak from a mitzvah, from learning a tzitzis, chakira, eating matzah, suda shabbos, toyameho, he says, toyameho chayim zoh. Not the davening shabbos, toyameho. You were toyameho. He says, if you don't have a tam in any ruchnius, you're half dead. You're dead. You're missing what life is about. When the Torah says, Leman Chayecho, it means that chiyus. Hashem will do mol alev. He'll give you some avos Hashem, you'll feel kirov, you'll feel alive. That's what life means. You have people living in the jungle, right? The tribes living in the jungle. Mufka from Oilam Hazza, they have nothing. No water, electricity, they don't even have matches. Rabbi said, how alive are they? They're not even here, they don't even know what the planet is about. It's a very, very low level of life. Someone who's into Olam Hazeh and did everything in Olam Hazeh that a person could do. Shark diving and parachuting and bungee jumping and every happy and everything in the world. But he doesn't have a geshmak from a hakir in shlichus, and he doesn't know ish mekadesh. You're in the jungle. It's the same thing. You're not alive. Not what we mean alive. Not what Hashem meant. Tevchias. One of the most alive persons in the world. Fears me. Who is the, like? I think it was so full of life that I can't imagine. It was the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish. If you look at a picture of the Chazon Ish, you will see an old, frail, sick person. Clothes, hand, mamish. Open up the Sefer Emunah B'Tochen and just read it. And you'll be mishtoimeh, like oxygen. But the way he writes about the Guf HaOdom, what's going on, the science that he knew, the psychology that he knew, the midas of the person, every nook and cranny, how they work and what's happening, and the way he writes about Emunah B'Tochen, he's living like a whole different level, a whole different sphere, and it's a different, I'm telling you, that Sefer will give you a different bechina of life. Like a Sefer you feel afterward. Anyway, Akoponim Rabbeisai, whoever I don't see, see what's in the topic of Yom Tov, but I will be here next week, sometime that I might not see. Let's have another check of the Shabbos.